Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The game within the game at the Laughing Monk Studio.
Steiny and Guru with you. And it's Pile on Jimmy Butler Day.
Stop it.
It is Pile on Jimmy Butler Day.
Before we get back into it, can you tell the people what I just asked you off air?
I forget. You asked me something.
If you were on death row and you had one meal, your last meal, what would it be?
I said
lasagna.
Okay.
Ooh, I love it, the lasagna. And you said?
Surf and turf.
And I didn't know what that was.
It's a steak and a lobster.
Wow, I've never heard it called that.
It's surf, lobster, turf. That's what it is.
So you're a big steak guy, ribeye?
Quarter. Any kind.
Yeah, swagoo. Remember we had those, Pashaski.
He didn't cook them right.
That's
Don't
the
tell
best
him.
Steak I
Don't
ever,
tell him.
Please. That's the best steak I ever had. Hey, I ain't mad at steak, but good lasagna
All right.
with the Parmesan cheese.
I hate doing this to Shasky.
But that's our guy.
But people don't understand. He was a butcher.
All right.
He wasn't a cook. Those are two separate things. You can give him a cow.
Okay.
And he can slice and dice it up and reach in and disembowel it, probably. But that's there's no guarantee that he knows how to cook it right. He's not an expert on cooking like he is in butchery.
But see, you're doing him like you're doing Jimmy. Did you taste bad meat from him? Because when he cooked ours or helped us cook, it was incredible.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, but you act like come off as if he burnt it or something.
I kept it in a little too long.
All right, Carl. Okay. You're the best.
All right. Let's
back to Wiggins. God, the amount of people. Yeah, he probably heard it. The amount of people that said Guru no to Wiggins, I almost need security getting to the caddy. So, okay, we'll leave that there.
Let's start out this segment in Fairfield with Christian. Wants to talk about Jimmy Butler. And the reason we're talking about Jimmy Butler is because not only are fans disappointed in him, apparently, he would probably be the piece. He would absolutely need to be the piece to probably go along if the Warriors have any action at all with Giannis.
Right.
What's up, Christian?
What's up, Steiny?
Hey.
What's up, Goo?
Hey.
I'm with you, Steiny. I don't know why these people are coming at Jimmy. But Dwayne Wade said that because if you go back a couple years on Instagram, he left heart emojis on Gabrielle Union's page, and Dwayne Wade was in the comments saying, don't leave heart emojis with my wife's thing.
Oh.
So, me today, Steiny, I think all these takes come out of emotion.
Like, yeah, I agree.
Goose passionate, so he's seen Kuminga, so all of a sudden Kuminga's a young Dominique. So there's people out there that think Steve Kerr's doing Kuminga wrong, so they're going to attach to Guru. Well, Guru said it, so it's right. Just like when Cam Newton said Brock Purdy's a system quarterback. Now the stigma is he's a system quarterback. Well, so was Troy Aikman. He got the worst numbers out of any quarterback in the Hall of Fame. No one's talking about him. So with the Jimmy Butler thing, it's the same thing. People are disappointed. It's either it's emotion, whether like, "Goo, I'm not coming at you because you're passionate. You're not sensitive." You know, and out of Vanya's mind too. But that's what it is. And it's just a place of emotion to where they're coming and they're trying to find something to latch on to. And that's just, I guess that's fans, maybe fantasy or whatever. But if you swap out Jimmy Butler this year for Giannis in this playoffs, he's not getting a win.
Oh, there's no, hey, come on, man. Come on. I love you to death. But real quick, everything you're saying is spot on. That's not. And all I'm talking about is field goal attempts. 20 field goal attempts with no Steph Curry, and you're the man. I'm not. We're not asking for much. We're not asking you to make 18 of them, but 20 is not enough. And we're not the only one saying, "Hey, Jimmy, wake up! What happened? How? Why didn't you attack this game this way?" So for you to even put that at Giannis's doorstep, I think that's unfair.
Well, I don't think you can sit here and say they would have,
but you can't act like they wouldn't have.
It's irrelevant.
Well, he brought him in.
And he can have an opinion that Giannis wouldn't have won a game, and you can have an opinion that Giannis would have won a game.
I get it, and I love our guy. I'm just saying, there's no, I don't care what college basketball, Steiny, a college or high school, when one star goes down and you got two, so you think, and we know we Warriors got two, it's not crazy to sit here and think, and all the people that are caping up for Jimmy was playing the right way. The more I watch these games, and I was in a hotel room, and I did. I chose to watch him again. It just, something was off.
Okay. Maybe it has to do with who Jimmy is as a person and who he is as a player. And this is something that when Butler was going through his thing in Miami, nobody cared on this side.
Right.
Oh, I don't, what's going on in Miami? Well, doesn't matter. He'll get here and he'll be fine. Well, if you're telling me that he wasn't the player you thought he was, or he had more in the tank but just didn't give it, well, then I know why Miami got rid of him. Omar Vergara, $9.99. If the Warriors get Giannis, who's the supporting cast? Because we still need shooting and length to contend in the West and to win it all. Who are the assets if Giannis comes here?
Yeah, that's above our pay grade, but we still need shooting and length right now, you know, as is. In a major, shout out E40, in a major way, Stani. So, those are on the to-do list for the Warriors moving forward. How, I don't know, but I'm just telling you, man, if somehow you could parlay Giannis into Jimmy Butler, into Giannis, or whoever's on this team into Giannis, my goodness, man. We'll and see. That's just a dream. I get it. I get it.
And, you know, like I was talking a little bit about a segment of Warrior fans.
Yeah.
And here's what I don't sign off on.
All right.
And I get it. You know, he's making 50. this vitriol. This disappointment.
That, I like
this
that.
Anger.
It'll subside.
At Jimmy Butler should be directed at Draymond Green is who it should be directed at. But we can't criticize.
He never was going to save the day. He can't. He doesn't have the offensive repertoire to do that.
Well,
but he still was bad.
But maybe Jimmy doesn't either. Maybe Jimmy doesn't either.
And that's what's scary.
Why didn't it scare you when they traded for a 35-year-old?
Because I thought he was going to be fresh as a can of orange juice or a new thing of orange juice and 23-8.
Like, to me, you're mad at Jimmy Butler even though you knew.
Okay, this is where
he was 35 years old.
Yeah, he didn't look 35 until this playoff series.
I'll ask this again.
You had nothing to lose, though, Steiny.
What do you mean?
Martin Lawrence.
Like when you traded for Butler. I think, like, you're not saying you wouldn't have done it.
No, but I feel like...
You're saying we should have seen a sign of him slowing down, and I did not see that in Miami.
I just felt... the playoffs. Why would you possibly expect the Golden State Warriors with Green, Butler, and Steph to get stronger as the playoffs
now that's
moved
a different
on.
Story.
Well, no, it is. It's the story.
No,
with
the
this
story
team.
Is why did one guy when the superstar went down not take his game or try to take his game to the next level?
Maybe he did.
Mm.
Maybe he was
well,
hurt.
Then Houston, which is Golden State in this instance, we got a problem. Because if Jimmy is only going to be effective when Curry's out there, well, that line's around the corner.
He's 35. You should have saw it coming.
Mm. Now, that's different.
It's I said
that
it at the
different.
Time. And
yeah, mad. Like, Sonny, it's okay. We know you're not there. I can be disappointed until.
Of course you can.
You know, training camp comes around. They make some moves. But the rat on the table on today's show, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, is I thought for a minute if Jimmy Butler was who I thought he was, we wouldn't want Giannis. And that could even sound stupid. But I thought Jimmy still had that much left in the tank to where right. we're good here.
Did you
but
think
now,
Draymond had more in the tank? Yes.
Well, it's
I mean,
twofold
what,
here.
What are we talking about?
It's twofold. It's yes and no. And now I got the info I need. But moving forward, he never could do or be asked to do what Jimmy did in Steph's absence.
Well, to be fair, like Draymond, you could make a case hoodwinked a lot of people the last 3 months of the season.
Man.
I mean, you said it yourself, Steiny. He played one of the greatest defensive games against Giannis Antetokounmpo we've ever seen. Like, he completely neutralized him. And it didn't feel like we got that version of Draymond Green in the postseason outside of maybe a couple games against Houston. But in his own words, he got completely outplayed by Randle.
And I appreciate him saying that.
I mean, Draymond was a damn good defensive player, but it was like for 3 months.
Yeah.
And he had that hype train going. And he did finish top three defensive player of the year. And again, Draymond, for all the Warrior fans, will be on tonight, TNT, for the Pacers Knicks coverage. He'll be in studio.
Here's why I don't give Butler the lion's share of grief like some other people is because they have three old players, period. End of story. One of them broke down. The oldest one broke down. And I believe it had a lot to do with his age. Right. Another one got hurt and then came back and didn't quite seem to be himself. Right. And a third, Draymond Green, just sputtered out completely.
All right.
Okay.
I have no qualms
so,
with anything
so,
you said.
So tell me how that's all on Butler. All
right. It's not, but you're kind of taking the conversation in the wrong direction. We can get past Jimmy. What you just said is why all you can do is try, shoot your shot, right? This is why you call Milwaukee. And this is
of
why
course,
if I'm Joe
not,
Lacob,
yeah,
you
you're
know,
right. I'm
everything's
not disagreeing
in play
there.
Outside of the chef. And why do I believe, Steiny, I'm a dreamer. Why do I believe this is not 5 years ago? Why do I feel like there's something to the I don't want to say innuendo or rumor. Why do I feel like the Warriors got a chance? And you could be like, Google, they have no... I don't know. I just feel
next
like
next year
to Giannis. Get Giannis. Yes. Why do I feel that way?
Well, because Joe Lacob and has a reputation for quote unquote being in on any big name. He landed one in Durant.
All right,
and so people think he can do it again, and maybe again and again. That's why I think the optimism comes, and Lacob has given Warrior fans positivity about the possibility they could get a guy like that. I mean, he called LeBron, he wanted Markkanen, he wanted
Paul George. Yeah.
Rich is in Fremont.
Our man.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
A little disappointed with the end of the season, Rich.
Yeah. Hey, Rich, real quick.
Okay.
Rich, real quick, just hold on one sec. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Valkyries and Warriors, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. All right, all you, buddy.
Yeah, take care of that legal. I get that. look, I think honestly, what it comes down to is understanding that, you know, I don't think Jimmy should get dumped on for the way the season ends. I think the entire team should get dumped on. Mm. If you're going to blame anybody, blame everybody. Okay? It's a team effort. And, you know, the thing is, Jimmy was spectacular this season. He came in the middle of the season. He didn't get a chance to have a full year with these guys. So to go ahead and say, well, you know what? I'm disappointed. Well, you're disappointed because, one, you don't know the NBA. And, two, you don't know the Golden State Warriors. And, three, you've never played in the NBA. So you wouldn't understand. It's easy to just all of a sudden drop something on him and get emotional because, oh, he disappointed. I'm disappointed with him. I'm not disappointed with anything Jimmy did. Okay? I'm basically feeling this right now. They got to the second round. This is a team that was 10th.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They were 10th, and they got to the second round. I'm glad they got there for. Would I have liked to see them go further? Yeah, I would have. But the reality of the matter is, everybody knows. The West was stacked this year. You had everybody within a game or two games in front of each other. So if you think that you're disappointed in Jimmy, you don't know this league, you don't know Golden State, you definitely don't know basketball.
All right, Rich. Rich, hold on. I don't want to fight. Rich, just real quick, what does the Rich computer compute? Because you're giving out passes like Steiny when Jimmy Butler, as great as he is, shoots the ball 20 times in two games. What do you say?
I say that there should have been more support for the rest of the team. They didn't even shoot it 20 times. Okay? They all didn't.
Right. All right,
what was Pod's numbers?
I got you. This is a star league, Steiny. You taught me, hey, Guru, you don't go for the eighth and seventh and sixth man. You put it at the doorstep of the dudes. And Jimmy was the dude.
Well, I got upset with you and I said,
well, day.
You know, Guru, you... you talk about Butler like he has won a championship.
Right, because
he didn't. He's never has.
But now what, you know what? That's interesting you bring that up.
So why would you expect a non-champion to play?
Okay. Well, Steiny, you can do things in sports to where you're like, hey, you didn't win it, but you won it when you're carrying a team on the back. But what do you give me for this? Real quick.
Yeah.
It feels like all of a sudden he didn't carry a bunch of bums to the finals because now all of a sudden we're comparing and contrasting what he has here.
That was conventional
to Tyler
wisdom.
Hero, who can play. Vincent got paid. Caleb Martin got paid. That narrative is changing that he carried a bunch of bums and we're finding out, mate. I'm asking you, where are you at on that? Because all of a sudden it's changing.
Well, It's not necessarily changing. It's just that so many fans just said Miami was garbage. And, okay. But the reality is, yes, what we saw is Miami had shooters. They had guys that could put the ball in the basket. And the Warriors don't.
Evan, what do you think of that? Evan, am I too far off the mark?
Jimmy Butler was also better.
And
I'm not saying that team, that those teams were god awful. Mm. And to say that he dragged bums is, I think, extreme.
He said better.
But Jimmy Butler, like, you go look at some of the games and numbers that he had on those teams. Like, look at 38, 42, 27, 32, 31. Like, Jimmy Butler was extremely good in those postseason series.
And I thought that was coming to town, but you're telling me I should have known.
I think you were asking too much from him without Steph, yeah. I think.
And Rich had some merit. You know, he goes around it.
I wouldn't say, yeah, he was a little too strong. I'm not saying.
Moody and Pods and everybody all went in the tank at the same time, it felt like.
If I thought that thinking that expecting a little more out of Jimmy Butler doesn't mean that somebody doesn't know basketball. I understand the argument. I understand the frustration.
I appreciate that.
I just think it's unwarranted and it's a little bit over the top. That's all.
But
all
moving right. Real quick, last yeah, thing.
Sure.
Moving forward, this is my life and my thoughts. I now know if Steph goes down in regular season in the offs, and we don't want that, I'll now never hold on like in Vogue, Stani, like I did this year thinking Jimmy's going to be what Evan just talked about in regard to production in the offs. Those days may be over. Hopefully we don't have to find out. But Jimmy is a product right now of Steph Curry and all that Robin. He was telling us, and I thought it was just jive. He told us.
I mean, I'm looking at the four teams right now, and if Edwards isn't on the T-Wolves, they ain't nothing.
Fair.
And if
SGA.
As Gilgeous Alexander, they ain't nothing. And Halliburton, Brunson. You take them off, yeah. Or Brunson, those teams aren't where they're at. Now, apparently, you thought and people thought that Butler was the best number two in the league, so that if they lost their Edwards, which they did, we kind of wouldn't skip a beat. And that, to me, is unrealistic.
No, it's not about skipping a beat. And this is the frustrating part of our conversation today, Stani.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying win the series, but how many of those teams could have won a game?
Like Tatum,
and that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, Tatum
exactly.
Went out, and they won the next
thank
game.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you. Because Brown, with his teammates, held it down.
That's right. And let's do it again. Jrue Holiday, Jaylen Brown, Porzingis, Derek White,
yeah.
The sixth man of the year, the white kid. And I'm forgetting.
Pritchard.
And I'm forgetting somebody.
They got a lot of white guys studying.
Al Horford.
Yeah, no, Tito.
Who's got a better supporting cast?
The Boston.
Well, then there's your answer why they maybe were able to get one game. Let's go to Austin's in San Jose.
Our man.
Hey, Austin, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Good conversation, always lively. Hey, listen, okay. A couple things. One,
you have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
if you're satisfied with the message.
Oh, boy.
Was Austin, he in jail?
I don't know.
What happened?
What was that?
Somebody trying to leave a message. He got somebody tapping in on his phone.
He's a popular guy.
That's the lady scared me.
I didn't know what was going
Welcome
on.
Welcome to Movie Phone.
Why don't you just tell me the movie you would like to see? Let's go to T in Oakland. Phone? Maybe. T's in Oakland. Hey, T, how you doing?
Hey guys, how you doing? First of all,
what's up,
D? To get my therapy call in with y'all again.
Hanging in, man.
Listen, Goo, you my guy, man. But I gotta agree with Stani today. Basically, when we play without Steph, it's like a pair of white pants. You can see everything.
Oh man.
When we play with Steph, it's like a pair of black pants. You know, black pants can be dirty, but a lot of stuff is hidden because they're black. We're going to need the same thing and I disagree with being down on Jimmy. Jimmy did what he could do. And I think a lot of people forgot he was hurt. Yeah. He just went out there and tried to cape up for the team, but he was hurt. And if we do not identify a lob threat, a rim protector, and some consistent shooters, the same thing is going to happen with or without Steph. It don't matter. That's what we need to do. We need some shooters, and we need somebody in there protecting the paint.
Yeah.
If you look at last night's game, Oklahoma City was having their way driving in there. And then when they couldn't get it, they relied on the mid game.
Yeah, they did.
So if I'm Pies, if I'm Moody, I'm working on my mid game and I'm working on my shot, man, in the offseason, man. Mm.
That's not a bad idea.
The same thing's going to happen.
You're right.
And I know the Warriors are smart. The Warriors are very smart, so I know they're doing their due diligence, looking for players to pick up. I'm thinking of people like Clint Capella's available. I heard Steiny say no on Brook Lopez earlier, but hey, he's a rim protector. Yeah. And he has a jump shot. So,
No, those are some good names, T. No, appreciate the call, man. We got
I'll
full lines.
Take Capella, Steiny.
Like, here's
– oh, my gosh, especially if you're telling me – go ahead. Go there.
This is after – Here's where I think I'm different than the disagreement comes from. So I watch the Warriors play the second half of the season, and I see them play. They beat Houston, then they lost to the Timberwolves. And people are really upset Butler didn't step up more. If I'm a Warrior fan, I'm more mad at Lacob and Dunleavy for believing that an old core could last in this day and age of the playoffs where it's just a grueling grind. And I'll be honest, that's why when we come to, well, of course I'd want Giannis.
Yeah.
Are we going to do this next year? Are the three most important players going to be Steph?
It looks
Drake?
Like it.
Okay.
It looks like it.
And what do you expect the results to be?
I'm going to say this, Steiny. You got to the playoffs without these guys getting hurt. And it got you. It bit you in the ass in the second round. But if they try it again, what if somehow you skate through and you avoid the injury? Then what? Because I really believe they could have beat Minnesota with a healthy Steph Curry.
Right.
I really do.
I think if you run back the same thing, the old guys won't be able to get it done in the postseason.
Or if you had given Kuminga more of a role, maybe guys can rest a bit more.
Well, that's...
And Curry don't got to play 46 minutes.
Well, that's great in thought, but they don't want to make Kuminga one of the top three. Ross Salon, $2, super chat. Jimmy was still hurt, compromised physically. What's coming up? I see all the calls. We'll get you. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
I'm Batman.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.